In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting notice was published in the Hunter Review on December 22nd, 2020. The agenda has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunter Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunter County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please stand to salute the flag and for a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Attorney Lyons, will you now kindly administer the oath of office to Mr. McKee and Mr. Law? Separately, I would assume, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I state your name.
I, Thomas McKee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of Township Committeeman.
Of Township Committeeman.
Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon.
Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, Matt.
And isn't your birthday today, Tom? You get to hold the Bible.
I get to hold it? All right. I don't know if I have that much dexterity.
Yeah, they did two things.
Put the gloves on.
Let's get it started. Okay. Left hand on the Bible. Please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Mark Law.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
And under the authority of the people.
I will faithfully.
I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of Township Committeeman.
Of Township Committeeman.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Here we go. There it is.
I know you, please. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Mr. Abakowski has submitted his resignation from the Board of Adjustment in order to fill the unexpired term of past Committeeman Wender. May I have a motion to accept Mr. Abakowski's resignation?
I'll make a motion to accept Mr. Abakowski's resignation with regrets.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Oh, Abe.
But he can't vote.
He can't vote.
Oh, that's right. You can't.
Okay. He hasn't been sworn in yet.
And then he's out of order because
that's
he's not mayor yet.
That's
right. Okay. Attorney Lyons, will you now kindly administer the oath of office to Mr. Abakowski?
Thank you.
Okay.
Come around here. I think Mark proved this was a better way. That's crossed up. I state your name.
I, Abe Abakowski.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And this state.
And this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I will faithfully, impartially,
and justly,
perform all the duties
of Township Committeeman,
Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, according to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You
got to sign the papers, Abe.
Thanks, Matt. Okay. May I have a nomination for the 2021 Lebanon Township Mayor?
I would like to make a nomination of Mike Schmidt to be mayor for 2021.
Second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Okay. Attorney Lyons, will you now kindly administer the oath of office to Mike Schmidt?
Mark told me a lesson, I totally forgot it. That quickly. This is my attention span. I state your name.
I'm Mike Schmidt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of mayor.
Of mayor.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Those little months.
It's good. Thank you.
I will. Thank you very much. I will take it from here. Would there be a nomination for the office of deputy mayor for the year 2021?
I will make a nomination of Tom McKee for deputy mayor for 2021.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Attorney Lyons, would you please
yes.
administer the oath?
I'm going to get it inverted again.
That's my left hand.
That's it. Left hand on the bottom. Raise your right hand. You're on your butt.
No, this side.
Move up a little bit further.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I state your name.
I, Thomas McKee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I will faithfully.
I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of Deputy Mayor.
Of Deputy Mayor.
Township of Lebanon.
Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Matt.
There should be two.
Okay. Before I start with some of the customary mayor's remarks, I'd like to start by expressing our deepest condolences on behalf of this committee, all the township employees, volunteers, residents, to our DPW manager, Warren Gabriel, as well as his son, Warren Gabriel III, on the sudden passing on New Year's Day of his daughter, Jamie Perez. Jamie leaves behind three young children and her husband, Adrian. A GoFundMe page has been established for those who would like to make a donation to the family. Again, our deepest condolences to Warren. So, the mayor's remarks for this year. First, let me thank the committee for the honor of selecting me to be mayor for another year. As most people probably know, in Lebanon Township's form of government, all the governing body members have equal authority for voting on the township's policies. The mayor takes on some additional responsibilities for coordinating the committee, for enacting some of the township's policies, and I pledge to use my experience of the past 3 years to be an even better mayor in 2021. Let me also acknowledge and thank Thomas McKee for being sworn in for his fourth term. Tom is now the senior member of this committee, having served for the past 9 years here in Lebanon Township. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank Mark Lall for being sworn in for his third term, and thank him for his 6 years of service on the committee. And we welcome Abe Abakowski to the committee to fill the seat vacated by Brian Wunder. Abe has served on the Board of Adjustment. He doesn't admit the number, but I think it's 17 years. And we look forward to his contributions now to the governing body of the township. So, of course, the story for 2020 was COVID-19. Last year, this room was filled, according to the minutes, was filled with 65 members of the public. This year, it's closed to the public. As of yesterday, the county reports 135 cases of COVID cumulatively in Lebanon Township and one death since the start of the pandemic in our township. At the start of 2020, I didn't know how to spell epidemiologist, but by now we're all evaluating risk of community spread, gauging how and when we'll reach herd immunity, so we've learned a lot this year. In our March 4th minutes, when I was reviewing last year, that was the first time we actually mentioned COVID, but the statement was that there were no reported cases in the state of New Jersey. By March 18th, our next meeting, we announced the COVID procedures that included closing the buildings to the public, canceling standing committee meetings, and the like. Our township never declared a state of emergency, as many other municipalities did. Instead, this committee continued to run the township under the state and county emergency declarations that are still in effect. But our Office of Emergency Management Coordinator, Joe Maurizio, was pressed into service to coordinate contingencies with the county, tracking down personal protective equipment for the fire department, police, and other members of the township, and we certainly thank him for stepping up to the challenge this past year. In many ways, the past year brought the township closer together while keeping us separate. Initially, in order to safeguard the health of our employees and residents, we enabled as many employees as possible to work from home. However, I think we really need to especially acknowledge and thank our police department, our fire department, our ambulance crews, our DPW staff, Their crucial work cannot be done from home. The township provided additional supplies, but ultimately these people stepped up with new procedures to keep us safe, cared for, and the township operating. We owe them a big thanks. A special update on our fire department that I wanted to make, specifically our ambulance corps. In the summer of 2019, our fire department set up its own paid ambulance staff. They had been using other paid staff for some time with difficulty staffing with pure volunteers. But this major change had been in place for less than a year when the pandemic hit, yet they were able in this past April to actually add a second staffed ambulance for peak periods. Every report I've seen and heard is that response times this past year were first rate. No one was ever left in need, and I'd say this is a real testament to the dedication to helping the community of the fire department, our volunteer fire department. Our police set up contingency plans to continue operations in the event that any member needed to be quarantined, and while we've had exposure in our department and even a case of COVID among the officers, the township has been seamlessly covered. Our DPW initially went on staggered work days in order to keep separate teams. The risk for both the DPW and police and the whole township was that a whole department would have to be quarantined. That would leave no one to tend, say, to a fallen tree in the middle of the night or, these days to have the snow cleared. But by early in the summer, the DPW crew was back on a regular schedule following social distancing, safety procedures, and we got, almost a record number of road projects completed this year despite all the issues. By the summer, the staff in the municipal building was also back in their offices, keeping the township functioning. They put in place procedures to serve the residents while still keeping the building closed to the public. We appreciate that the residents have shown patience with the special procedures. Our administrator played a leading role in adapting the township's policies to the often updated executive orders from the governor, and along with our clerks, supported the various departments and functions in operating safely. Special gratitude I want to call out to the library staff. They, really went the extra mile to keep providing books to residents at a time when the residents especially needed some of that recreation. More thanks, really, to all of the township volunteers. The planning board and board of adjustment got back to business as soon as possible in order to keep projects moving forward for residents. The park committee kept Memorial Park operating, again, at a crucial time when the park provided an important outlet. The museum and historians continued their work despite not being able to host public events. The Environmental Open Space Commission kept meeting and was able to conduct the annual well testing during the pandemic. And the Recreation Commission was not deterred in keeping the Halloween Madness and Christmas tree lighting traditions intact. So in summary, the township came together to look out for each other and keep the township safe and functioning. And we thank all the staff, volunteers, and residents for going above and beyond anything that had been expected over the past year. So then turning, generally I give a little update in this meeting on issues facing the township. For the first time in my tenure, I've been on the committee now, this is my sixth year, we're not in a collective bargaining negotiation. We reached an agreement going back to 2015 with the CWA for our administrative and DPW employees. We're also fully staffed, both in the DPW and now in the municipal building and really the police department across the whole township. Although retirements are a part of life, and our police chief is the first this year to announce that he will retire on April 1st. We'll discuss that a little bit more later. All last year, we carefully watched our tax collections, both to look for signs of economic stress among our residents and literally to keep revenue flowing in, to keep the lights on, keep people paid. I checked with our tax collector, and for 2020, the collection rate actually ticked up slightly to about 98.5%, and she reports that she's seen that in other towns in the county as well. So at least from a tax perspective, we're doing okay. And I want to just mention here for the people who are listening, earlier this year we approved a contract to start online payment of taxes, and with the February 1st deadline coming, watch the website. The online tax program is in place, should be going up on the website any day. There's no service fee the way we've arranged it, where the township pays a subscription fee, so when you pay $100, you only pay $100, and we encourage people to look at the website over the next week or so to see how that can be done. And then as we start the year 2021, Clearly, the pandemic lockdown has been tightened again, but we're continuing to monitor, causing us to continue to monitor contingency plans to keep the operations running. However, our expense and revenue situation, I would characterize as in balance. So when we get to March or so and we start working on the actual budget for this year, I don't expect any big surprises. And I think, as everyone, we're looking forward to getting things back to normal. Hopefully, sometime before next reorganization, we can again have a celebration, a gathering of all the employees, volunteers, and get things back to normal. With that, I'd like to offer any other committee members the opportunity if they'd like to make some remarks tonight.
I'll make a simple one. Mike, pretty much you covered pretty much all everything that there is to be covered there. My only statement, it actually comes from a different perspective from myself, where I, you know, for those people who don't know, I also am on a board for a local charity. And for anybody who's involved with local charities, in this time, they're all getting major demands. So if you have a favorite charity, utilize it, help them out, see how they can be helped. As a perspective, pre-COVID, our charity was providing necessities to about 8 families a week. Currently, we're providing necessities to about 50 to 60 a week. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge change in the people that are going out and looking for help from local charities. So if you have time or excess or anything like that, whoever your local charity is, find out and help them out, because they do need it. And so that's my only statement.
Yeah, my only statement is a thank you to the residents for the privilege of being able to serve for a fourth term. And I'd also like to give thanks to Brian Wonder, who sat here for 10 years in the seat that I'm sitting at, and appreciate what he did for the township. And I welcome Abe. Glad to have you aboard. And I think that it's time for us to work together, and time starts now. So again, I thank the residents for the township for putting the faith in me.
There's not much to say as the brand new member of the committee, other than I'm excited to take part in this endeavor, and I really look forward to serving the residents of the community.
I just scratched out a few things. I want to again wish Tom a happy birthday. You're officially like a week older than me now. And I want to second his remarks, Tom's remarks, about thanking Brian for his 10 years of unwavering service to Lebanon Township. And what I forgot to say the last time we thanked Brian was that he was the mayor during Superstorm Sandy,
yes,
which was a huge task. Plus, he's working full time. He has that septic business, so that's a lot of responsibility. And at the same time, and I will toot your little horn here, I'm going to welcome Abe, which is going to have Abe has a fresh set of eyes, a wealth of business experience, and also knows the ways of government by being on that Board of Adjustment for 17 years. So welcome, Abe. I want to thank my fellow committee members. As Mike said, there were 5 of us. We are equals, even though Mike is the leader and there's a deputy mayor. It's just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the sum is greater than the whole of its parts. And there was a quote I saw recently that I really liked, and it was that we all see the same world, but we look at it through different eyes. And that's a good perspective, that we all look at things differently. So I want to thank our employees, our volunteers, our county and state employees and officials, and the first responders, and those on the front lines near and far, whether they be at the supermarket, all the way up to any other frontline situation that they've had to brave through this whole situation. And lastly, my hope is for a happy new year for our little gem known as Lebanon Township, and I hope it's a better year than 2020, which is not setting the bar that high given what we've been through. So, and that leads me to the fact that we've gone through so much. It's uncomfortable, it's disruptive to our lives in so many ways, but through the negativity, there's also been a lot of positivity. And at times like this, I think it's important to keep the faith. And another favorite quote, a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. It's my pleasure to serve the residents of Lebanon Township for another year or two, and thank you for that honor.
Thank you very much, everyone. The next item on the agenda would be to open the meeting for public comment. Comment here limited to agenda items only. There'll be another public comment at the end for any comment people would like to make. Just remind everyone this meeting is recorded, will be posted on the website promptly after the meeting, and you may have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone on the phone... At this time, if anyone on the phone would like to make a public comment, please identify yourself, the road you live on, and the comment should be limited to items that are on tonight's agenda. You may have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Not hearing anyone attempting to make public
comment.
Hello? Yes, hello?
This is the first that we're hearing you. Like, it's been silent the whole time.
Sorry.
And this is the first that we're hearing any sound.
Sorry, we had a technical failure.
Okay.
Sorry
about that. All right, thank you.
Mayor, why don't you then inform that everybody's been sworn in.
Okay.
And including the mayoral and deputy mayoral positions, and that no other formal action has been taken at this time.
Okay.
It's Township Attorney Matt Lyons, just to inform the public that the oaths of office for Mr. McKee, Mr. Lowell, and Mr. Abukowski were administered. Mike Schmidt was nominated and voted as mayor, Tom McKee as deputy mayor, and as they were sworn into those roles, the mayor made remarks, and then each of the committee members made brief remarks also, and then we proceeded to public comment, and there hasn't been any other formal business conducted at this point.
And I apologize for the inconvenience, but the recording of the meeting that will be on the website is not impacted by the technical difficulty with the conference call, so the remarks are available. Sorry that you weren't able to hear them tonight. Again, sorry for that. Any other public comment?
Mike, if I can just say a word. I know I'm on the phone. My name is Vinny Panico. I'm the president of Hunterdon County Young Republicans. I just wanted to take a moment to congratulate Tom and Mark on your re-elections. Abe, on your election, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Deputy Mayor, work congratulations. I think the hardest part of the job is saying the oath of office, so excellent work on that. I've heard a lot of stumbling over the past couple of days. And really, to echo what Deb said, you know, a group like this is more valuable than the sum of its parts. You guys do a fantastic job. Thank you for your service and all you do for the town. I wish you guys the best of luck this year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Is there a motion to close the public comment?
I'll make a motion to close.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we go on to the business of reorganizing and the various resolutions. So we will consider, unless anyone on the committee would like to separate them out, we'll consider resolutions 1, 2, and 3 in one vote. The first resolution, 01-2021, is the award of fair, so-called non-fair and open contracts for Lebanon Township, specifically retaining Matthew Lyons of Gephardt and Kiefer, is hereby appointed Lebanon Township Municipal Attorney for the year 2021. His hourly rate is held constant with the prior year at $165, but his retainer has been increased to $29,750 for the year. Harry Householder is hereby appointed Lebanon Township Tax Attorney for 2021 with a rate of $160 per hour. Ted Baer of Baer Reese Engineering is hereby appointed the Lebanon Township Engineer for the year 2021. He is replacing Steve Reese of Baer Reese Engineering, who is retiring. Their rates stay the same as the prior year. And Matt Bonaventura of Groendike Associates hereby appointed the Lebanon Township Insurance Agent for the year 2021. Resolution 02-2021 appoints the Township Auditor for the year, which this year he's auditing the 2020 financials. He has a 2% increase in his anticipated fee for the year, including auditing of the municipal court, for a total of $31,339. Sorry. And then Resolution 3-2021, professional service appointments. This resolution appoints Steve Rogut of Rogut McCarthy as a bond counsel, and there are no change to his fees from the prior year. Scott Mitzner, hereby appointed the Clinton Township, Lebanon Township Municipal Court Public Defender for the year 2021. We'll go into a little more detail in a future resolution a little bit later about the new court that we've entered with Clinton Township. But the third appointment is for Kathy Erickson, hereby appointed the Clinton Township, Lebanon Township Municipal Court Prosecutor for 2021. And Laura Rohrig is hereby reappointed as the Animal Control Officer for the year 2021. No change to her fee proposal. Any discussion?
You missed Pamela on that one, on the last resolution, just saying Pamela Matthews.
She's not on there.
Was she?
Pam Matthews?
Oh, yeah, she was on a version, off a version. I don't have the version that has her on.
I'm reading down with
it. Yeah, I didn't look.
I said, yeah. What other changes? Because
this is the one I picked up this afternoon, but I'm. It's possible not.
There was a change in two things. The tax collector, too. I mean, the tax attorney.
Tax attorney.
Okay, so back up one second then. So for Resolution 3-2021, there's also the appointment of Pamela Matthews of Van Cleef Engineering, hereby appointed tax map maintenance engineer. And I believe there was an average of a little over 2% in the fee schedule for her. And
the tax attorney
would be on the tax
attorney.
Well,
he's on here, but his rate is different?
Yeah.
Okay, so his rate changed.
His rate is 155.
155.
So it went down.
Okay.
So it's the same as DeFrancesco was.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It might have been. Sorry. So I think we now have the three resolutions that are current. They've been read out. Any discussion on resolutions 1, 2, or 3?
Yeah. I have to ask the question. I see that most people had 2-3% increases, but I see that Gebhardt and Kiefer is at like a 19% increase, and I just was wondering about that. I need to question it.
Yep. Do you want me to make a comment?
I'm sitting right here, so it's related to the amount of work and the endeavor involved in the basically 10-day cycle that we go through here, involving the meetings, the agenda, and the coordination with administration, the elected officials, and the clerk's office.
So it's increased.
It is increased, yes.
If I'm not mistaken, 2 years ago was the first time that you proposed a retainer. I think this is our third year with a retainer.
Correct.
My point is,
correct.
Prior to that, Lebanon Township never had a retainer. We were always on completely hourly.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years, the retainer was kept the same, and I think when we started the retainer, we also weren't sure how much we would, how many hours we would draw, and I am aware that I believe in tracking the hours, it was probably more than
we had. It's routinely expected. More, and I do track it, and it's based on an analysis after tracking it, not just to say, hey, I would like more money. But and like I said, there have been, of course, some of the things we have accomplished may smooth out, so I'll certainly be keep an eye on it again this year as we get move forward.
Yeah, is there any one thing in particular, or is it a combination of things that the jump? Like, what of the 19%? How much is it? 80% because of X, or is it just an accumulation of?
I think it's really more of an overall that it is an active board. And it's an active board with significant activity and goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I do work quite frequently. I think the interaction with the clerk has been pretty standard through my time here. But of course, I do have additional
involvement with the administrator on a, I don't want to say daily basis, but it's certainly...
At least 2 days a week.
It's at least a couple of days a week. So they're the primary drivers, which is, you know, the activity and the goals of the governing body.
Okay. That's good.
Any other discussion or comments?
The only other thing is I want to pull... There's one I need to abstain on, and that's the animal control officer. So can you just pull that out?
Okay. I think we have to pull the whole resolution.
Okay, so, yeah, however you have to do it.
So then we'll consider Resolution 1 and 2.
And I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 01 and 02, 2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then Resolution 3, 2021.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution 03, 2021?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Before I... So I'm abstaining on all of them? I think pull them out?
I think that is one.
I assume it's one resolution. You can't...
Just to be clear, you're seeking to one of the five to abstain on.
Right.
We could do one or two things. You could do a motion to separate, or you could simply vote in the affirmative, accepting out five. You can abstaining on five, similar to a bill list.
Okay,
where,
that's
where you don't vote no on the whole bill list, or don't abstain on the whole bill list, but something that you have your own reason to abstain.
Okay, well, that's the simpler way. So let's do it that way.
So that was your vote. Yes.
Yes, except I will abstain on number. It's number five, right? Because Pamela Matthews is in there.
Yes.
Okay.
So the version I have. Yeah.
Yes.
And I vote yes. So that's everyone. Okay. Then now we have the long list of resolutions 4 through 21. That unless anyone has reason to separate one out, we will have a single vote on all of those. These are, in most cases, just reestablishing because of state statutes and the like. Procedures for the year. So the first, Resolution 04-2021, establishes a temporary municipal budget. This gets us running until the actual budget, which is worked out and then passed, adopted in the March or April timeframe. The way the law works, the temporary budget consists of 26.25% of last year's municipal budget, which was $6.5 million. So the total temporary municipal budget is $1.723325, $1,723,325. And if there are any comments along the way, jump in. Otherwise, I'll continue on. Resolution 5-2021 sets up the annual meeting notice schedule. So our township committee meetings are the first and third Wednesday of each and every month through the year. Nothing else to highlight there. Resolution 6-2021, designation of the official newspaper for notices for the township. The Hunterdon Review and or the Hunterdon County Democrat are designated as the official newspapers. Notices may also be published in the Express Times, the New York Star Ledger, and the Courier News to meet time requirements. Resolution 7-2021, payment of taxes. This establishes, under state statute, the quarterly collection dates of February 1st, May 1st, August 1st, November 1st, and that interest will be charged at a rate of 8% per annum on any delinquency up to the first $1,500, 18% per annum on any amount in excess of $1,500 to be calculated from the date the tax was payable, and that a 10-day grace period is established for unpaid taxes where there will be no interest due if it's paid within the 10-day grace period, and if computed interest is under $1, there will be no charge. In addition, for any tax delinquencies over $10,000 at the end of the year, an additional flat penalty of 6% per annum will be imposed. Resolution 8-2021, authorization to cancel cancel property tax credits and delinquencies if they're in the amount of less than $5. Resolution 9-2021, authorization to file corrective appeals. This gives the tax attorney the authorization to basically agree to stipulations of appeals on behalf of the township, provided the tax assessor agrees with those proposed stipulations. Resolution 10, 2021, authorization to sign documents. This provides that the mayor or deputy mayor, township clerk or deputy clerk, chief financial officer, and township administrator are authorized to sign documents on behalf of the township according to law. Resolution 11, 2021, authorization for the chief financial officer to issue certain checks and remit payroll taxes. Those checks are, as I say, when there's an obligation to the township, payroll, and the like. Otherwise, get special votes from the committee. Resolution 12, 2021, designation of the township depositories, which are PPAC Gladstone Bank, PNC Bank, TD Bank, and the New Jersey Cash Management Fund. Resolution 13, 2021, the cash management plan for the township. The permissible depositories for the township's cash, again, PPAC Gladstone Bank, PNC Bank, TD Bank, and any other federal and state bank in the state of New Jersey. And then this describes the various restrictions that are placed on township deposits. Resolution 14, 2021, establishes a return check fee of $20 per check. Resolution 15, 2021, cancellation of tax sale certificates. This provides that when a tax sale certificate has been redeemed, the tax collector shall, at the option of the redeeming party, either execute a certificate of redemption or procure and deliver to the owner a certificate of sale receipted for cancellation by endorsement in the same manner required by law to satisfy or cancel a mortgage. And this resolution resolves that the mayor and tax collector be designated as the duly authorized to endorse for cancellation of state tax sale certificates, not of state, of tax sale certificates. Resolution 16, 2021, tonnage grant application. This hereby resolves that the Township of Lebanon endorses the submission of the recycling tonnage grant application to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, designates Joanne Fasinelli to ensure that the application is properly filed, and resolves that the monies received from the recycling tonnage grant be deposited and dedicated solely for the purpose of recycling. Resolution 17, 2021, authorizing the engagement of a municipal court administrator. As I mentioned briefly earlier, there'll be several resolutions tonight relating to our municipal court. For the last 6 years, Lebanon Township had a shared service court with the Township of Tewksbury. This year, that came to a natural expiration. Rather than renewing with Tewksbury at the referral of the Chief of Police, we started discussing with the Township of Clinton. They run a larger court, which provides better availability in terms of a 40-hour-a-week administrator to answer calls. It's in a better location on Highway 31, easier for residents to find. The annual cost would have been about $40,000 with Tewksbury, and Clinton Service is at a cost of $25,000. So we have entered that. We're changing our municipal court to now be a shared municipal court with the Township of Clinton. Resolution 17, 2021 establishes and appoints that Lynn Lorenz will be the certified court administrator for the year 2021. Resolution 18, 2021, this authorizes the approval of raffles to certain organizations, the organizations being the Voorhees Vikings Booster Club, the St. John Neumann Church, Voorhees High School PTSO, Friends of Memorial Park, and the Highbridge PTO. These organizations come to the township regularly over the years and during the year to apply for raffles, and so this resolves that the municipal clerk is hereby authorized to process the application for raffles for these organizations, and the municipal clerk is authorized to execute any and all documents associated with those raffles. Resolution 19, 2021, this establishes the rate charge for police services to schools and other contractors, what is sometimes called moonlighting, where they're paid for services by whether it's a construction company or for police coverage at a high school football game and the like. Because the township police officers use, in many cases, township vehicles and equipment from the township, and we also incur employment taxes and other overhead costs, we establish the rate, a preferential rate for the schools, generally because they don't use cars when they cover football games and the like, and that rate is $95.50 per hour, and for other contractors, the rate of $122 per hour. Those have both been increased by 2% from last year, in line with the salary increases with our police department. Resolution 2021, accepting the resignation of our prior municipal court judge, Judge Edward Martin. The appointments of the municipal court judge were on a three-year. Actually, I think I had the wrong number for the Tewksbury Court. The municipal judge appointment is a three-year term. The last Tewksbury shared court agreement was a four-year term. So we were off on the year, so we have to, in order to move to Clinton Township, we are paying out the final year for Judge Ed Martin. He will be compensated $5,500, and then he submitted his resignation to be the municipal court judge for Lebanon Township. And then the next resolution, Resolution 21-2021, is appointing Eric Perkins as the municipal court judge in the Lebanon Township Municipal Court at Clinton Township. So, any comments or discussion on Resolutions 4 through 21? Or is there a motion to...
I'll make a motion to approve Resolutions 04-2021, ending with 21-2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And the final resolution, Resolution 22-2021, titled Resolution Supporting the Individual Rights and Affirming the Protection of Those Rights. This resolution has been passed for at least the last 4 years by this committee to explicitly state that Lebanon Township supports individual rights and affirms the protection of those rights. This resolution is reviewed each year, and in fact, late this past summer, we reviewed it further, and we determined this committee by majority vote determined that this is, we believe, the strongest possible statement and the most constructive means to enhance the goal of equal rights in our township. Due to its importance, I'll read through it. So whereas the Township of Lebanon, Hunterdon County, wishes to express its support for the rights of all people under the Declaration of Independence, the Constitutions of the United States and the State of New Jersey, and the laws passed pursuant to those constitutions. And whereas the Declaration of Independence declared the principle that all persons are created equal. And whereas the Constitutions of the United States and of New Jersey incorporated the fundamental American belief of individual equality expressed in the Declaration of Independence as the core principle of American government. And whereas the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution specifically recognizes through its Equal Protection Clause that the governments of the United States, including local government units such as the Township of Lebanon, are required to treat all similarly situated persons the same way. And whereas the Constitution of the State of New Jersey affords its citizens and residents the same protections against invidious discrimination as the United States Constitution, and whereas the laws passed by the United States of America and the State of New Jersey have mandated that similarly situated individuals should not be treated differently, and whereas the New Jersey legislature has made the following findings and declarations, and I quote, the legislature finds and declares that practice of discrimination against any of its inhabitants because of the race, creed, color, national origin, ancestry, age, sex, affectional or sexual orientation, marital status, familial status, liability for service in the armed forces of the United States, or nationality are matters of concern of the state, and that such discrimination threatens not only the rights and proper privileges of the inhabitants of the state, but menaces the institutions and foundations of a free democratic state, provided, however, that nothing in this expression of policy prevents the making of legitimate distinctions between residents and aliens when required by federal law or otherwise necessary to promote the national interest. Whereas the Township of Lebanon wishes to express its support and commitment to the principles established in the Declaration of Independence and constitutions of the United States and the State of New Jersey and laws of those governments which principles protect all persons against invidious discrimination, And whereas the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon believes it is important for American governments to reiterate their commitment to these principles at their reorganization meetings each year and throughout the year so that their residents and visitors know these principles are held dear and those residents and visitors can feel confident their fundamental American rights will be honored and protected by this township and hopefully everywhere in our great country. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, as follows. The Mayor and Committee of the Township of Lebanon express their strong support for and commitment to implementing the principles of respect and support for all persons in accordance with the fundamental American values described in the Constitutions of the United States and the State of New Jersey, as well as the federal and state laws protecting those rights and immunities. And a copy of this resolution will be provided to the various commissions, committees, employees of the Township of Lebanon to guide them in their interaction with the public. And the Mayor and Committee encourage all succeeding governing bodies to implement a resolution in this form at future reorganization meetings so that the residents of and visitors to the Township of Lebanon know this township is strongly committed to those American values which have made the United States a great nation and that those values arise from America's commitment to recognize individuals based on what they say and do without consideration of irrelevant and unlawful criteria. Any comments or discussion?
Yeah, the only question I have is item number two is how do we distribute this to our committees? And has it been done in the past?
Every year, copies are given out to the chairman of each of the committees, individually handed out at their first meetings of the year.
Okay, so they make sure that everybody on their committee does, they either read it out or make copies for people on the committee.
We make a copy for every employee volunteer. The chairman of each of the standing committees are provided those copies and handed out at their meetings.
Okay.
And that's been done the last few years.
Yeah, I'm just saying because I've been, you know, as a liaison, I haven't seen anything ever.
You have to be at that meeting when it's handed out. But they should be.
I am all at given every to meeting. Them. Okay. So anyway, we'll just make sure it happens.
Yeah. Yep. We'll make sure it happens. Any other discussion, or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. I want to thank the mayor for reading that out in its entirety. To be honest with you, I thank you for that. It's a moving statement, and as you said, it's constructive in its terms. So anyways, I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 22, 2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we have a couple of ordinances, which we usually do in the other order, but tonight we do the resolutions first, then the ordinances. So the first ordinance 2021-01, establishing a cap bank. This is the introduction tonight. The public hearing for this ordinance would be February 2nd, 2021. This is a purely statutory-type ordinance, which allows the township, on the advice of the Chief Financial Officer, to take advantage of the flexibility provided by the law. This allows us to establish a budget up to 3.5% over the previous year's final appropriations. And then if needed, so this doesn't create appropriations, but if needed, it allows us to use that money for purposes in the budget that may be required. Any discussion, or is there a motion to introduce ordinance?
I'll make a motion to introduce 2021-01. Public hearing is actually February 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
2021.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll second with the date of February 3rd.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. The next ordinance, again, by statute, establishes the salary ranges for officers and employees of the Township of Lebanon. These are not the actual precise salaries. Those will be in a resolution after this ordinance is adopted. But as I understand it, this ordinance is put in place so that someone can go to the different towns, the different entities in the state of New Jersey, and find the range of salaries for the different employees. We'll read them out. This would have a public hearing on January 20th. My understanding is the first ordinance requires a little bit longer publication notice to the public, so it needs another meeting, but we, assuming publication deadlines are able to be met, we would have the public hearing for this on January 20th, 2021. Any discussion of the salary resolution?
Yeah, Mayor, if I could interject. With the passage of Resolution 20 regarding Judge Martin,
yep.
I would suggest and advise that we add the position of municipal court judge with no rank, with the actual number in the res, the 5,500.
Okay.
With, you know, min and max.
Okay.
Since previously it had been through shared service, and in the future it will be also, but this is the one time that it'll need to be in there.
So we would add the category municipal court judge, salary range minimum 5,500 and maximum 5,500. Any other discussion, or would there be a motion to introduce 2102 as amended?
Make a motion to introduce 2102 as amended, salaries.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. That takes us through the resolutions and appointments. Next is a motion to approve certain contracts. So first is with our zoning officer, John Fleming. While he is a member of the collective bargaining group, the CWA, he has some unique aspects to his job that don't fit into the collective bargaining agreement. This is the same agreement that was has been in place with him previously. It doesn't stipulate his rate of pay because that is covered in the CWA agreement. Is there any discussion of the employment agreement with John Fleming or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the contract agreement with John Fleming, the zoning officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is the agreement with Karen Newman. Actually, I did see, I missed one thing. We'll go right back to it. So, I missed the whole category.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's why I'm flipping through thinking, what am I missing here?
All right, well, I believe he had a different version, so yeah, I figured I'd sort of imply it and come back to it if he got past.
And it was funny, I thought I heard him say, and okay, so that takes care of the salaries and the appointments, and I'm saying, was I like fogged out?
No, I fogged out.
Let's finish what we're
doing. Can I do these three and then I go back? There's no problem with the order.
Let's finish where we're at.
Okay.
That'll really throw me for a curve.
So the next agreement before us is for the preparation of the township newsletter. This is a contract with Karen Newman to produce the four newsletters per year at a fee of $2,400. Any discussion or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the agreement with Karen Newman for the newsletter for $2,400.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then another contract with Karen Newman for services related to maintenance of the township website in the amount of $1,600.
I'll make a motion to approve Karen Newman for compensation for $1,600 from upkeep of the township website.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Now we step back to the motion to confirm appointments.
Yeah, now before
and this is a long set of stuff.
I read somewhere that there was going to be something on here about the subcommittee appointment of the subcommittee for police chiefs. I can't find it on here. Anyway.
That's the last item under this motion to confirm appointments, and that's what I that's when I recognized I was out of place. The last line on the second page of the agenda. For whatever reason, it's just slipped down under there, but
what is this?
It's coming up.
Is it the committee liaison and then?
Subcommittee for Police Chief Succession.
Why am I not seeing the subcommittee part of this? I read this like five times. Where is it?
Are you going to ask yours, or do you have the one that was sitting?
Do you have the new one?
I did look at the new one. I didn't see it on there either.
It's a very last line.
Okay, so then it is on there. All right.
Last line on the second page.
All right. Hang on a second.
It's coming up.
Second page. Last line of second page.
Of the agenda.
Oh, of the agenda. Okay.
Sorry. Yep.
Never mind.
Okay. So, sorry, I need to drone on a little bit more with some more reading here. So, annually, For one-year appointments, we appoint the following employees: as Deputy Clerk, Kimberly Jacobus; as the Assessment Search Officer, Karen Sandors; as the Municipal Housing Liaison, Gail Glashoff; as the Department of Public Works Assistant Supervisor, Kevin Rivers; as the Fire Official, Gary Apgar; as the Special Police Officer Class 2, Alan Gracie; our Police Matron position is vacant; our Official Tax Searcher, Anne-Marie Sylvia; Issuer of Subdivision Certificates, Gail Glashoff; State Historian position is vacant; our PERC Witness, Joseph Mazaluski; and our PERC Witness Alternate, Kurt Hoffman; our Public Agency Compliance Officer, James Barberio; our Recycling Coordinator, Joanne Fasinelli; and our Recycling Coordinator Assistant, Jan Gibbous. Should we take a vote on a couple of... We'll break the vote up. So is there a motion to approve the annual one-year appointments just listed, or any discussion?
If there's no discussion, I will make the motion to approve the annual one-year appointments.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Board of Health, I don't know if this needs a vote. It's established by state statute. The township committee members, so Thomas McKee, Abe Abakowski, Mark Lall, Mike Schmidt, Beverly Kohler. We have a vacancy for a slot allocated to a medical professional. Our tax assessor, Erica Brandmeier, and our clerk, Karen Sandors, is the secretary to the Board of Health.
My only discussion is that, are we going to actively be seeking, are we going to put another ad in the paper for the medical professional, or do we have something in mind, or should I reach out to somebody, or?
I think we can discuss that at the next Board of Health.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
we did have a second position last time we could reach back to, but we'll take that up. Okay.
We also have one on the committee. Somebody that understands that type of stuff.
Understand, but not a position.
Yeah, but...
Are you a nurse? And we didn't know that?
So...
Got some medical history.
Various standing committee appointments. For the historians, these are one-year terms: Victor Hoffman, Nina Savoya, Sue Donovan, Lori Hoffman, Maria Nacarado, Catherine Koch, and there are three vacancies for the Historian Committee currently. The Library Committee, again for one-year terms: Barbara O'Rourke, Jan Gibbous, Melanie Ryan, Debbie Bernardo, Dawn Peterman, Victor Hoffman, and Patty Wentz. The Park Committee, also with one-year terms: Eric Petrick, Kimberly Jacobus, Greg Cahill, Charles Fortenbacher, Joanne Letters, Anthony Confortini, Douglas Springer, Michael Falconeri, Drew DePalma, and there are two vacancies on the Park Committee at the current time. Recycling Commission is a one-year term consisting of Jan Gibbous with a vacancy on that group. Representative to SWAC, which is the Solid Waste Advisory Council, I believe that's a county function. That's really not applicable to Lebanon Township since we have no public sewer, so that position remains vacant. Musconetcong River Management Council, one-year term, little switch from prior years. Nancy Lawler will now be the liaison, and Eric Henriksen will be the alternate. The Ag Advisory Committee for one-year term, Adam Ambielli, Al Nagy, and Gary Milkowski. Why don't we take a vote to endorse those appointments? So the appointments from the Board of Health all the way through the Ag Committee. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to appoint the just previously read off appointments for one-year term.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, with the exception of the historians, where I will abstain.
From the whole historian group? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I vote yes. So, next is planning board members, and here these are multi-year terms, and so we are only appointing members who would be either reappointed or new. So the class one position generally held by the mayor. I will designate Abe Abakowski for that position, a one-year term. The class three planning board member is designated to be Beverly Kohler. That will be a committee appointment, so we'll take that in a vote after this. The Class 4, who also happens to be the chairman, is reappointed to be Gary McQueen, a term expiring December 2024. Another Class 4 member, Chris Prysecki, also reappointed for a term expiring in 2024 as well. Class 2, which is designated as the Environmental Open Space Commission representative, Adam Duckworth, for a term expiring December 2023. Class 4 alternate 1, EJ Skidmore, a term expiring December 2022, and the Class 4 alternate 2 position is currently vacant. Is there a motion to endorse the planning board members?
I'll make that motion to endorse the planning board members.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, Board of Adjustment members. Again, a township committee appointment. So I'll nominate people, and then if someone wants to second, then we can vote. The first is a Class 4, reappointing Gary McQueen for a term expiring in December of 2024. Next, another Class 4, reappointing John Locker for a term expiring December 2024. For the Class 4 position, we will move up Deborah Guevara from the alternate position. This is filling Abe Abakowski's vacancy for an unexpired term that ends December 2022. The Class 4 alternate 1 is moved up from the alternate 2 position, Tom Sachs, for a term expiring December 2022, and a new appointment to the Board of Adjustment, Derek Portino, if that's how you pronounce it.
That's right.
Okay.
How are you guys doing?
Doing very well.
I was wondering who
I was wondering who you were.
So he is appointed to the Board of Adjustment for a one-year term expiring at the end of this year, 12/21, and we appreciate new volunteers. And,
absolutely.
And that thank you're you. Going to be involved. And in 17 years, maybe
you can make it to the front of this.
Yeah.
is there a motion to, or is there a second for the appointments of the Board of Adjustment members?
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Additional mayoral appointments to the Recreation Commission. Reappointing Darren McDowell for a five-year term expiring December 2025. Reappointing Lori Hoffman to a five-year term expiring 2025, and there are two vacancies for the alternate positions on the Recreation Commission. The Environmental Open Space Commission, reappointing Adam Duckworth to a three-year term expiring December 2023. Eric Kendrickson also reappointed, three-year term. Catherine Koch reappointed to a three-year term, and Michael Chen reappointed as an alternate two for a two-year term expiring December 2022. And do we appoint the chairman of the EOSC here? I appoint Adam Duckworth to be the chairman, return as chairman for the Environmental Open Space Commission. Is there a...
I'll make a motion to approve the appointments.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the committee liaison positions for the coming year. As mayor, I will take the administration, finance, and act as the open space coordinator. Thomas McKee will be the DPW and buildings and grounds liaison. A couple of years ago, that was split, but it turns out, I think because of the single point of contact to the DPW supervisor, it makes sense to put that back together as one interface for that supervisor. Thomas McKee will also be liaison continuing for the fire department, the historians, the museum, and the emergency management coordinator. Abe Abakowski, as I said, will be the planning board member as the mayor designee, also liaison to the zoning officer, liaison for legal matters, the municipal court, the library, and the local schools. Committeewoman Kohler as planning board member Class 2, liaison to the Highlands Council.
Class 3.
I'm sorry, Class 3. Mm. Thank you. Liaison to the Highlands Council, COA, Fair Share Housing, Relocation Assistance Officer, Municipal Coordinator of the Hunterdon County Senior Services, Veterans Haven Food Pantry, and Recreation Commission Liaison. Mark Lall to remain liaison for IT and Social Media, Park Committee, Environmental Open Space, and Police Department.
Just one question I have. So I don't think we never split the historians and the museum. Is that something new?
I think that came out of the adjustment to the ordinance last year, and
okay.
to clarify splitting that. Yeah. So I think there's no action taken on the liaison announcements. But that now takes us to establishing a subcommittee for the police chief succession. As I mentioned earlier, Chief Rautenberg has informed us his intention to retire March 31st. Given the importance of a succession plan, while we don't usually conduct this type of business at the reorg meeting, I'd like to establish a subcommittee. It's always a question of whether you go to the people who have the most experience or you look for a different perspective. My proposal would be that this would be the third chief that Mark Wall and Tom McKee would have been the subcommittee for the process. They really organize the process and do any pre-screening depending on how many people apply. By statute, we look first to any to make sure there's qualified people within our department. We've generally recruited from within our department. But this committee will interview the final candidates or be as involved as this committee wants to be. But to kick off the internal advertising, to meet with the chief, to organize the process, I would nominate Mark Wall and Tom McKee as the subcommittee for the police chief succession.
And before, so James will probably, like we did the last process, have Eric put the sign-up sheets.
Yeah.
And I think that'll, as with the last one, will determine a lot of, the first time with Jack, we had a lot of people involved. So Tom and I did some interviewing before. The one when we did Eric, we pretty much had two nights where the whole committee was there. And I would expect we'd probably do the same scenario, more of just a pre-screening, make sure we get all the information necessary that the committee would want. Mm-hmm. I think it went well last time with the whole committee. Quite frankly, was easier.
Yeah.
That we weren't interviewing, and then we came back again and kind of just sat there twiddling our thumbs while everybody else was kind of re-asking the same question. So unless for some reason we get every single person signing up, I would expect we'll do it the same way.
And I think it establishes a lot of trust that way, too. I think it's a good thing. It's open. And does our ordinance, I don't have it in front of me, does it say we have to go to the inside, right? Or is there...
I believe we have
to go. That's what I thought it was. You can't, so we're not really thinking about...
No.
Going to the outside. Because it was mentioned, I just wanted...
Yeah, right.
And then you're in a... Yeah.
Nobody puts up their hand.
Yeah.
Just from a process perspective, are the candidates or the individuals interviewed in mass, meaning by the entire committee?
No, by the whole committee.
There are no individual or single interviews. One person interviewing.
One-to-one, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Is that
no,
not
we
allowed?
Never. We never do that. At minimum, it would be two.
Yeah, it'd always be with two committee people. It's kind of bad business, I think, one person by himself interviewing. Better have a colleague with you to do that. You know, just the way we've handled things here. So I think it would make more sense that way.
And like what I'd like to do, especially since you're new to it, probably what we'd coordinate, have everybody sign up, and then maybe ask Eric to come up one night after, executive session and talk about, because of the security matters of police and everything like that, kind of help bring you up to some idea of what's involved. Because until I sat here, there was a lot of things you never knew. I did, as right. I've said before, I didn't know what I didn't know.
Right. So, the way our agenda cycle works. Sorry.
So, again, because I'm new here, and this is somewhat unusual from the way we do it in corporate America. So, do you only interview Eric or the other?
Eric's our current chief.
I understand.
Right.
Does he come in front of the committee to provide his input, or do you also
he can provide
individual members as well?
We've like the last time when Jack was there, we kind of asked him his perspective on what police needed. We tried to ask him to shy away from giving his opinion on the individuals because we wanted to make our own judgment from the interviews and everything like that. More about bringing Eric in just also to, help us, because the needs of the police change constantly. So also bring us up to date as to what is necessary and what he foresees in the next year or two, so when we're interviewing the candidates to see what their perspective of it is, to see where they want to go with the police force in the future. You know, realistically, this, from when I got appointed to now, the police force has more than doubled in its membership. And that includes a lot because of the school systems. And that has a big impact on how, you know, the police department.
So the scope of the committee is simply to look at the next police chief.
Correct. We would interview for that.
Who looks, is there a committee that looks internally in the police department itself?
For?
Well, let's see how people perceive it. It's like an HR review of a group. See what's going on there. See what kind of issues arise within the
That's really department. Governed by the statute that encompasses the police chief's authority, and which is pretty broad and direct in that regard. So there is a separation. Of course, there's a role to be played by the governing body and administration that goes on. But as far as operationally, that would fall into the chief's statutory duties. And there's significant protections. I'm sure, Jamie, you've dealt with it. Two chiefs and what role the governing body does play as far as to normal oversight. Consider normal oversight.
There'd be no restriction from any one of us setting up appointments with the police chief and discussing goals and issues in the township police department, or would there be, should that be?
Well, there are limitations again the chief's authority is broad. Certainly, in the context of budgetary concerns and staffing levels and whatnot. It's a necessary and appropriate exercise of the governing body's authority. Mm-hmm. As far as daily operations,
understood.
Police procedure, yeah. Things of that nature gets into a fairly rigid area of the chief's authority. And quite frankly, every chief, whether they've been there for years or a day, is very familiar, intimately familiar with the Police Chiefs Act and the protections they are granted under that. So okay. It's very different than, say, Public Works.
Yeah.
It's a very different approach and a much more limited permissible role for us to play in that regard.
Well, if Abe wanted to have a cup of coffee with the chief, he'd be more than welcome to.
Oh, sure.
And
I mean, the chief's been here
chief
since I've been
show
here.
Show him around
right.
to the patrolmen that are on duty at that time. I mean,
sure.
You're welcome to do that, you
yeah.
know. To,
yeah, and in order to make an informed decision. Bit. Sure, in order to make mm-hmm. an informed budgetary decision,
right.
staffing decisions,
right.
stuff like that. It's just, I just wanted to be clear from the onset, there are more significant considerations and limitations, as I know
right.
you're aware,
yeah.
as to how the governing body interacts with police department, particularly the chief.
Understood. I guess maybe I didn't make myself clear. Are we only interviewing the current chief for his recommendations,
yes.
or are we
interviewing
various patrolmen?
Right.
Or
yes.
other
so Jamie and okay. Eric will put a sign-up sheet downstairs for anybody who is eligible to be chief.
And yes.
Okay.
And they will sign up, and okay. we could get back two names. Six names, you know, there. I think there's close to like probably eight people that could be technically eligible that could sign up. So then we would make a determination. I think last time we had four names that signed up.
And the committee interviewed all four.
We interviewed all four of them. The
right.
previous one we had six, and we brought it down to three when Jack was hired.
And how large is the police department?
Right now there are, including the SLEOs, which are the Class 3s that are in the high school and Valley View and Woodglen, I believe it's 14.
Four of the Class 3 specials and 10.
And do we have detectives?
No.
Is that
no.
part of the 14? We have no detectives.
No. Sorry, 16. 6, 12.
Okay.
15. Yeah. Well, there's also then 15 police officers, and then we have one secretary. So I'm thinking of the employee
that's all
list.
You have at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, then Alan's in there, too.
Okay.
But we, you know, we increased a lot because of the schools in the past couple of years.
Great.
So that had a big impact on how that's, you know, and where efforts are made and how people are staffed and everything like that. So that's why I thought, you know, that like last year we interviewed with all of them, because there's a lot of important information I think that everybody wants to know, and it becomes, some gets missed and some gets repetitive, you know, when you're interviewing, you know, like we did on the first time. We interviewed everybody and then interviewed everybody again. So it just makes sense for all of us. But we could go through and just kind of make sure everything's there for everybody that we want, so it's appropriate. And
yeah, so maybe just explain what the subcommittee is doing. Maybe that'll help us.
Basically, just make sure what we're getting, who we're getting, who's signing up, and that we're getting a resume back from them that we can get to all of you, that we can review it, so we can, everybody at least has the proper information. And if there's other information, I think the last time I had generated some common questions that are asked of chiefs.
What we did was we had common questions, and all the questions were the same, and that's for a reason, because as the township attorney said, when you're dealing with the police department, it's a whole different ball game. So if you're say for instance you're interviewing four police officers that want to become the chief, and you ask certain questions to one, and then you ask certain questions to another, at the end of the day they'll come together and talk to each other and say, well, I wasn't asked that question. So they're standard questions, and each individual gets asked the same questions. And
you can only ask the standard questions, or can you ask?
No, but as the administrator said, you know, and I've had this happen, you know, somebody wasn't asked for whatever reason, not in this town, but about military service, and says, you know what, it never came up, and it could have been simply an oversight, but somebody had served significantly and didn't come up and didn't get selected and felt that the process therefore was unfair. So it's not that there can't be any follow-up or routine logical progression, but as a base, as a template, that the categories, that the main focus of that interview is consistent across the board, so everybody gets a fair shot.
Right.
So, and then just, and I'm only asking because I know what happened last year, and I was fine with it, but I'm just asking just to help, you know, clarify for Abe too. You're not whittling down, the subcommittee's not whittling down anything.
Well, unless everybody signs up, and maybe we might.
Yeah, then we might do that.
Then the whole committee wouldn't get a chance to.
We would also report back here saying the reasons being the individual may not be selected. We thought this would be better. Mm-hmm. Criteria met and not met. So you would all be included in our decisions.
Yeah. And we can make that decision at that point. We'll see who signs up.
Let's see who signs up for
this. And then we can say, I mean, if everybody signs up, then maybe we discuss as a scenario that maybe we all want to interview. It doesn't matter to me. Right. You know,
I mean, the way we did it last time with the prepared questions and everyone got a chance kind of worked well, you know. So I think that's probably the system we'll use again.
Because all the we got, I liked it also because of the fact that you had an answer for all those scenarios and you didn't have to kind of remember, oh wait, you know, so it was actually a very good process, I thought, last year. So I'd like to try to repeat it.
How do you ascertain how various individuals are perceived by the rest of the department?
I didn't hear that.
How do you ascertain how a prospective candidate is perceived by the rest of the department or by others of the department?
Well, I know we discussed with the chief.
Yeah, but
there are also limitations on how far you can drill down on reviews of employees, and you'll find out this as well. We can't discuss individual employees of any type without giving them notice, or so-called rights notice, that we are going to discuss them. So.
Well, usually what I do is if I'm speaking to an employee of the township, I very rarely ever speak about another employee to that employee, because it does open up a can of worms. it can, you know, create, like, well, you know, the administrator was talking about me because this sometimes employee told me so. So you and we're going to have and really
is that why you act like you don't hear me?
Yeah,
sometimes?
But my point is this. But those are the things that you missed. The one, you know, you will have a class with the risk consultant that will explain all the procedures that we have to follow, even as elected officials, when it comes to personnel. And that's a good class to have because
I think it would be, yeah.
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 Because it's not exactly how I'm used to dealing with individuals.
Does the League of New Jersey Municipalities, they still have their website with certain programs that could...
Yeah, there's two scheduled events coming up this month.
And Abe could, you know, kind of join into something and pick up some of those different...
Yeah, there's two offerings this month. I think they're identical for newly sworn.
Yeah.
Good program.
Give me that information.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, those are good classes. The other thing he needs to know, too, is we can't talk about names. Like, we have to talk
just
about...
Just trying to speak.
Oh, yeah, okay, so, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's easy to just let it slip out once in a while, you know.
So we'll I think with that kind of training, historically each of us have been able to go to in-person classes either at an annual meeting or they have them in Rutherford. They would have it at a hotel. In a COVID world, you might be restricted to
might
online.
Be by
and
Zoom,
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I mean, there was one time when I wanted to compliment somebody in a public meeting, and it's like, you can't mention their name.
Good or bad. Yeah.
You know, it's like you can't mention their name. Yeah. You know, you have to say the position or whatever it was. It's
yikes.
A lot to learn.
Yeah.
So
you get in trouble quickly.
Yes, very.
Yes, you can.
That's the truth.
Lesson number one. Unless there's any other discussion, is there a motion to nominate Tom and Mark as the subcommittee for police chief succession?
I make a motion to nominate them for police chief succession.
I second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so having already done the contract, so unless I've missed anything else, done anything else out of line, out of order?
No. We have no vouchers.
We have vouchers?
No, there's no vouchers.
Every year I come here looking for to make the special trip to do those vouchers and forget that the last month there isn't any, or the first
I think
of the month.
We might have had a couple once, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes we do this.
Yeah. Mm.
So there are no vouchers, so we would now open the meeting to public comment for any comment anyone would like to make. Again, reminding people this meeting is recorded and posted on the website, and you may have to press *6 to unmute yourself. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, please identify yourself, the road you live on.
Hi, this is Catherine Cox.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi. Beverly, I'd like to say congratulations. You won. I am sick and tired of your behavior this year and the negativity that you have projected upon both the committee and all volunteers. So I hereby resign from the historians. They were ineffectual this entire year anyway. But you have compounded it to the point where it's untenable, and I no longer care to deal with these toxic personalities anymore. So I'm sorry to do this. I will continue to volunteer at the museum. I will continue to work with the museum and Squire's Point, and we will be better than any of these people that have been holding us back for the past year. So, Beverly, congratulations. You won.
I don't want to say thank you, but any other member of the public? You might have to press *6 to unmute yourself. Hearing no one else identifying themselves, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the final motion before us would be motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, public. We're going to hang up the phone now.
Wasn't too bad.
And I live in fear when I see that red.
Early.
We didn't check to see if you could hear us.
I know. And when I muted it, I said,
I saw
the
red light a couple times, and it just didn't.
Hey, that seminar's on the 9th and the 23rd.